Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're on the hunt for a new podcast, the Pod Squad are with me this Monday to tell us about hanging out with Ant and Dec.
I saw some comments.
Oh, yes.
For once. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I saw a lot of?
What?
Where's Dec's beard? Dec promised that,
yes.
Didn't he?
Yes.
Didn't
yes.
he? He said he was going to grow a beard because I said he couldn't grow a beard and he laughed at me. But look, like a baby's bum. That's how smoothly shaved he is.
Russell Alford, 98FM producer and journalist and stylist Laura Mullett, both with me in studio today. What's this about, Russell?
It's a very simple concept. Ant and Dec, couple of microphones, and they just talk for an hour or thereabouts. It's once a week. There's a bonus episode every Monday, which kind of is more themed than, so it's actually twice a week when you think about it, I guess. But this is a podcast for you. And it is just them shooting the breeze. And I guess when you've grown up with Ant and Dec, whether you're fans of them on the
Island
of Celebrity or anything like that,
they've kind of dominated British TV presenting for
like
what?
20, 30 years.
Yeah, like two decades
like at least. Grove and everything like that. But it's them in a very unstructured format, which we're so used to. Like Saturday Night Takeaway, Everything is perfect. This is very, very loose for them.
So it's not their TV skills just now in podcast format. It's something a little different.
I feel like they're besties that just want to catch up with each other. Like they admit that they're moved a little bit further from each other than they're used to. They both have family lives that are more demanding. And I'm telling you, I think they just wanted to get in somewhere and shoot the breeze and have good chats. But if you are an Ant and Dec fan, I think you'll really enjoy it because it is passive listening. It's a little bit more candid. But I feel like I grew up with them and there is a nostalgia to Ant and Dec.
I'm fond of them actually.
I am too, I like soft spot.
Have they found their feet?
I think this is a bit of an odd one because, like, I will also add the caveat. I liked them. I'm not a huge fan of them nowadays, okay? And maybe I'm aging and I just don't like them as much. Have they found it? I think they're too stuck in television. The first couple of episodes, you could feel that they were embracing the world of podcasting and audio in particular. And as the episodes have progressed, and so I've dipped in and out throughout every couple of them, they just seem to be back in television. Even the way it's introduced, a lot of things on Spotify and different things has the option of going video or audio and automatically goes straight into video. They walk in to the beginning.
Just about to say that. I've dipped into two of the episodes this morning and it is recorded like it's a TV show.
Yes. Mm. And it's the little visual
cues. I mean, even this, there's a set.
There's a set, which is very nice and a lot of places do that. But it's just very TV. There's a lot of moments where you're listening on headphones and you're instantly turning around going, I'm not actually aware of what is going on because it is so visual.
Do they have guests?
There has been a few guests, yeah. Like, at the same time, though, it's very centric around them and their kind of stories and their different parts. Like, what I felt really worked at the start was the kind of funny stories of Dec pulls out his diary from the 90s and I got a right laugh out of that. So part of me thinks, lads, I would rather if they didn't have guests and they kept it to them. But maybe if they talked a bit more intricately about their day-to-day family life and the challenges they're facing, because I think they're trying to be super respectful, but there's a few funny jokes in there when the veil kind of drops slightly. But yeah, we have seen them in a TV format. I think we're very familiar with that. And I think we're looking for them to drop the veil and kind of explain, you know, after living in the spotlight their whole lives, like, what is it actually like still being friends? Like, how do they not hate each other after all this time?
You know, it's funny. When I heard we were talking about this and even the name and the hanging out with Ant and Dec, I just assumed it was going to be about them navigating, you know, TV industry in the UK. Imagine the number of celebrities that they've come across and met and dealt with over the years. And the fact that they are good mates, you know, certainly on screen. I want to know what they're actually like off screen. But it's not so much about that.
No. It's very much... The way the episodes are kind of split up, there's one where they have like a mystery door type of idea. And this is the where the guests kind of come in. So they've had like the likes of like KSI, who's obviously a Britain's Got Talent judge. So there's a bit of a connection there. But they also had someone who was like a palm reader or a tarot reader kind of thing, and one of them is more skeptical than the other. But those little insights into their lives are quite interesting, you know, going on holidays. But they are also very, very ordinary guys as well. So it's actually often not as interesting as maybe you think it is. The Dec's diary is the best feature. So anytime they bring that, this is where Dec goes through a diary from the 90s. And he's like, you know, we went to a gig in a club one night and we arrived hours early and they had all this type of thing.
Yeah.
What we ate, who we saw. And it's actually quite humbling to hear that.
God love him.
Yeah.
And some of them are teenage disco where they started out, and I loved that. And Ant is a bit like, why did you write this down? And he's like, we stayed in a Travelodge, so disappointed there was no hairdryer. Had a a cheese sandwich. The girls in the crowd were shouting for us. So then their boyfriends threw ashtrays at us. Like, so funny.
Yeah.
Is there a little bit of a, you know, because so many celebrities, nearly every celebrity has a podcast these days.
Yeah.
Is there a bit of that just kind of joining the bandwagon?
It's just an extension, I think, of people now. I suppose it can be a great revenue stream for people. But I did think they were maybe in it for the fun and the connection and stuff. And it is probably natural for them. They're very easy to listen to, in my opinion. And I know they're kind of Marmite for a lot of people. But I do feel like I'm eavesdropping on two best friends down the pub having the crack. What I liked about it was Dec kind of talked about how he was trying to do Dry January and he kind of dropped the ball. And then Ant kind of slips in, well, I'm sober 6 years, whatever. I feel like there's a comfortability between them. I think when people are listening, they're like, I can kind of relate to that.
Yeah, they do have a good relationship.
It must be hard that maybe, you know, but it's nice that they can be so open and maybe that lets us in a little bit too.
Did you learn anything about them?
A little bit. It was interesting knowing their dynamic, their history together. Those little tales that kind of bring you beyond the veil, behind the veil of things that go on in their world. I did appreciate, Ant's dog passed away recently, so there's actually a very nice moment that they talked about on that. The sobriety topic as well. I do think to a certain degree, as it goes on, definitely Dec is the lead, and Dec has always been the presenter, kind of the more straight man of the two of them. And you definitely kind of slightly feel that maybe Dec is interviewing Ant a lot more in order to get those golden nuggets of entertainment out, whereas on television they're very equal. And I find that fascinating. I always think they've never done radio before. This is their first podcast. They were once in the running to get the Radio 1 breakfast show, one most coveted jobs in radio.
Which is kind of mad, actually, that they haven't given the profile that they have. Would you stick listening to this?
I think I would, but I mean, I enjoyed it listening to it while I'm styling my hair. So it's not deep. It's kind of chewing gum for the mind.
Yeah,
it's very easy. Stuff. I think if you were in the car and you're driving away, I think I will listen to it because I've been fond of them since I was very young. But I can understand if some people might find it boring or pedantic or whatever. I do like their dynamic, and I feel like Ant is a little bit crankier than he normally is in what I've listened to, and I'm like, oh, so he's not perfect. They're not just always upbeat. Everybody has their off days. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I get you now.
So will you recommend it? How many stars out of five will you give it?
I'd give it 3 out of 5. I'd recommend it, but I'm only giving it 3 because I think you have to like Ant and Dec to listen to it.
Yeah,
that's all.
You couldn't, actually. That's a fair point. How many stars are you giving?
I'm actually going to give it a 3 as well because it's fascinating enough. It's great background noise in a way. You're going to get a bit
podcaster hopes to achieve.
Exactly, but you are going to laugh. You will have a few moments, but chances are you'd find them either too much or, you know, put them away.
Yeah, we're talking about Hanging Out with Ant and Dec. That's our podcast recommendation for this Monday afternoon. For the moment, Laura Mullett, Russell Alford, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.